If your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching.
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great weekend. Baseball action and more. Mother's Day on Sunday. Hope you all had a good one. Ready for a full week of baseball heroes. I'll have you covered Monday through Friday. Let's get cracking with the news and notes from Sunday. Austin Riley was removed from Sunday night's game with side tightness. The Braves say it's precautionary, but side tightness, we all know, usually leads to something oblique related. Zach Short entered the game for Riley, and we'll see what the Braves have news for us on Monday as more imaging will be done on Riley. Jung-Hoo Lee of the San Francisco Giants left Sunday's game after colliding with the outfield wall trying to make a catch. After the game, the Giants said it was a dislocated shoulder and that Lee would undergo an MRI on Monday. The injury sounds quite serious, and it appeared Lee would miss a good amount of time. Patrick Bailey of the Giants was scratched from Sunday's game with a viral illness. He's day-to-day, and what stinks is he just returned from the concussion IL on Sunday. Expect Blake Sable to get the starts for Bailey while he's out, and we'll see how it goes because we've seen a lot of viral illnesses lately. Some land on the IL. Some miss 3 to 4 games. We'll see how it goes. TJ Friedl, the Cincinnati Reds, left Sunday's game after being hit on the hand by a pitch. After the game, the x-rays were negative on Friedl's thumb, but Friedl will undergo more imaging, and he'll consult with a hand specialist when the Reds report to Arizona on Monday. The thumb was apparently very swollen after the game, but Friedl did have movement in his thumb, so we'll see how that goes. Blake Snell was outstanding in his first rehab start with single-A San Jose. That's low-A ball, just above rookie ball. You'd expect Snell to dominate, and he did just that in his first rehab start. Blake Snell threw 4 perfect innings with 7 strikeouts on 46 pitches. Snell said he'll likely need one more rehab start to get back up to speed after not throwing for a few weeks. That decision between Snell and the team will be made in the coming days. On Sunday, the Giants placed Michael Conforto on the IL with a hamstring injury. Conforto left Saturday's game with said injury. And in a corresponding roster move, the Giants called up Luis Matos, the 22-year-old from AAA. Matos was only hitting .218 with 3 home runs and 3 stolen bases at AAA over 31 games. Tyler Glasnow will not make his scheduled start on Wednesday. Not an injury, though. He'll probably start Thursday or Friday. The Dodgers will either play a bullpen game or call someone up to make the start on Wednesday. Glasnow has been getting 5 days off between starts, and the Dodgers want to keep that going this week. Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers missed Sunday's game dealing with back tightness. He's expected back in the Dodgers lineup to start the week, but we shall see. Back injuries linger. We've seen that plenty. Speaking of back injuries, Tim Anderson of the Miami Marlins missed Sunday's game for the second straight day as he struggled with lower back tightness. Fidel Brujan started in his place and continues to see more playing time and be quite productive for the Miami Marlins. Steven Matz of the St. Louis Cardinals has been on the IL with a back injury. He was scheduled to throw a bullpen on Sunday, and that got canceled as Matz will get an injection in his back to help relieve the pain. Matz will be shut down from throwing for a week and then further evaluated. Evan Carter of the Texas Rangers missed Sunday's game due to, shocker, a back injury. The Ranger said he'll see a back specialist when the team returns to Texas on Monday. Robbie Grossman made the start in Carter's spot on Sunday. When you see a specialist, it never sounds great, so I would not be surprised if we don't see Evan Carter hit the IL with this injury. Hayden Wesneski of the Chicago Cubs has been very solid over a few spot starts in the rotation for the Cubbies, but that'll change this week as Hayden Wesneski will head to the bullpen as the Cubs get a few pitchers back. Kyle Hendricks started on Sunday. So this week, Shoto Imanaga will start on Monday for the Cubs and Jameson Taillon on Tuesday against the Braves. This is good news for Jameson Taillon managers because he was scratched from his recent start as he was dealing with a back injury. The aforementioned Kyle Hendricks was activated from the IL on Sunday and made the start, pitching five innings, allowing one run, walking four, and striking out five. Jose Cuase was sent back to AAA. JT Realmuto of the Philadelphia Phillies missed Sunday's game due to a knee injury. He reported to the ballpark on Sunday, had a little pain in the knee. The Phillies thought it was precautionary just to sit him out, let him rest, hoping to have Realmuto back in the lineup to start the week. Kyle Schwarber missed Sunday's game with a back injury, but he's expected back on Monday, so we'll see from there. Matt Manning of the Detroit Tigers will join the Tigers rotation to make the start on Monday as Kenta Maeda is on the IL with a viral illness. Manning has been interesting over three spot starts this season. He's allowed 8 earned runs over those three spot starts with 17 strikeouts and 17 innings pitched. Grayson Rodriguez of the Baltimore Orioles threw a 30-pitch bullpen on Sunday and felt great. They'll likely throw one more bullpen session this week, and Rodriguez does not think he'll need a rehab start. Time will tell when the rehab start, if he has a rehab start, but if he does not, Rodriguez is eligible to return from the IL on May 15th. Kevin Kiermaier of the Toronto Blue Jays was out of action again on Sunday. He's day-to-day and dealing with an illness, so Dalton Varsho started in center field instead of Kiermaier. Brian Bello of the Boston Red Sox was activated from the IL on Sunday and made the start for the Sox. Bello threw 5 innings while allowing one run and striking out only one, but picked up his 4th win of the season. Josh Winkowski was sent back to AAA. Some good news on Ryan Pepiot. Pepiot threw 15 pitches on Sunday and felt good. He'll throw another bullpen session on this upcoming road trip, and Pepiot does not think he'll miss a start. Pepiot was placed on the IL after taking a line drive off of his leg. Nolan Jones and Chris Bryant will start their rehab assignments this week at AAA, both recovering from back injuries, so the timeline could be quite interesting for both of them. Ha-Sung Kim left Sunday's game after being hit by a pitch on the wrist. X-rays were negative on his wrist, and he was seen wearing a compression sleeve after the game. More testing will be done on Monday to determine the severity of Kim's injury. All right, before we take a peek ahead at the highlights from the day and a look at Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Willie Calhoun, blast from the past. Calhoun went 3-for-4 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Since joining the Angels over his last 9 games, Calhoun's hitting .333 with a home run, 6 runs scored, and 3 RBIs. He's been hitting the middle of the Angels lineup, so that's maybe more to say about how bad the Angels lineup is. But if Calhoun can produce, there's some fantasy viability, at least in deeper formats. Bryson Stott, 2-for-2 with a double, a run scored, 3 walks, and 2 stolen bases, on base 5 times on Sunday. Stott started out very slow this season, but things are picking up quickly. Over Stott's last 9 games, he's hitting .413 with 9 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and 5 stolen bases. Brent Rooker continues to rake. On Sunday, Rooker went 2-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Over Rooker's last 15 games, he's hitting .400 with 5 home runs, 14 runs scored, 17 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. That's one heck of a hot streak, folks. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Alek Manoah. Yes, Alek Manoah. Seven shutout innings with four hits, one walk, and six, or seven innings, zero earned runs, I should say. Four hits, one walk, and six Ks versus a very good Twins lineup. Manoah had 15 whiffs and a 31% CSW on only 78 pitches. Big improvement over his last start, which was his first start of the season. But it did not work because he picked up the loss because Bailey Ober went six and a third innings, zero earned runs, one hit, zero walks, and 10 strikeouts for Ober. Ober had 15 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 104 pitches as he continues to get things back on track after a rough first start to the season. And then there's Seth Lugo, who many thought there's no way Lugo can duplicate what he did last year in San Diego. Not a chance. Well, he's been doing pretty good of late. And on Sunday, Seth Lugo, eight innings pitched, one earned run, five hits, zero walks, and 12 strikeouts for Seth Lugo, 12 punchies. Lugo had 17 whiffs and a 38% CSW on 112 pitches. Lugo has been outstanding this season, especially of late. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Kenley Jansen picked up his seventh save of the year for the Red Sox. Albert Alzolay saved number four for the Cubbies, but don't get too excited. That was an extra innings as Hector Neris pitched the ninth and picked up the win for the Chicago Cubs. Ryan Helsley picked up his 12th save of the year for the Cardinals. Just another late-round closer. Double-digit saves. You got Helsley, you got Suarez, you got Finnegan and more. Been pretty impressive if you waited on saves. Jalen Beeks picked up his third save of the year for the Rockies. Also fun situation there. And then James McArthur picked up his ninth save of the year for the Royals. A little shaky, gave up a long ball in the ninth, but still got his ninth save of the year. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, if we're looking at DFS on Monday, we got a big, big 12-game main slate for you starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at here, Yoshinobu Yamamoto taking the bump against the Giants. Giants offense, dreadful, folks. Brady Singer, big, big start there for Brady. Cutter Crawford, Christopher Sanchez, and Trevor Williams liking all those starters in their matchups. Some bats I'm looking forward to. Padres versus Dakota Hudson. Always like targeting Dakota. Houston versus Ross Stripling. Houston bats are heating up in a big way. Pittsburgh Pirates versus Colin Ray. Pirates are atrocious, but Colin Ray, it's the luck box has slowly been disappearing, so Pittsburgh can be a cheap and a low roster team in tournaments. Last but not least, Cleveland Guardians versus Michael Lorenzen. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday. The homer in me, Giants-Dodgers kicking things off in San Francisco. Yeah, Yamamoto versus Jordan Hicks. I'm always down. I know the Dodgers are elite. The Giants are scuffling. It's been that way for years, but I love Giants-Dodgers. It's still a tradition to me. You got Jose Barrios and the Blue Jays taking on Corbin Burns and the Orioles. That should be a fun one. A nice matchup between the Rays and the Red Sox, Zach Eflin versus Cutter Crawford. That could be a big one. We got a good one in Atlanta, Cubbies, Braves, Shoto Imanaga versus Ronaldo Lopez. That's a nice pitching matchup. And then a little West Coast late night action, Mariners, Royals, Brady Singer versus George Kirby. Singer's been outstanding. George Kirby has been scuffling. Looking forward to those two facing off in Seattle. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Join up. Have some fun. PL Plus. You won't regret it, everybody. You get an amazing Discord. You get some of the new tools coming out. PLV Plus. Heck, Baseball Savant just had bat speed data and other stuff come out. Who knows what Kyle Bland will come up with next. I already saw him tweet stuff on Sunday, so something's coming down the pipe, of course. You get Nick Pollock's Sunday Fab Pitcher Podcast. You get the projections and much, much more over there at pitcherlist.com. So go check it out. Become a member. PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, May 13th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.